Hello and welcome to the DebtWired podcast. I'm your host, Johannes Koch, senior reporter at DebtWire. I'm pleased to have Horst Fürpass on the show. Horst is a partner responsible for the debt advisory business unit at Falkensteg in Frankfurt, where he has been since 2022. He advises on growth and acquisition financings, but also on financial restructurings, amend and extends, and covenant resets, among other restructuring aspects. And he's usually sought after in demanding capital advisory situations and for stakeholder management in special situations. Hi, Horst. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Hello, Johannes. Thanks for having me.
Great. So we're going to be talking about the role of trade credit insurers, or short TCIs, in financial restructurings. This is going to be particular to Germany, as we've seen the emergence of a few cases where TCIs have had a key role to play, in particular in automotive restructurings, which is quite topical at the moment. And incidentally, that is also what prompted this podcast. So let's jump right in with some fundamentals, Horst. What are trade credit insurers?
Trade credit insurers are insurance companies that protect businesses from the risk of non-paying by their customers.
Okay, so how does that work in a bit more detail?
Well, imagine you're a supplier in the automotive industry, right? And your customers are the large OEMs like BMW or Mercedes-Benz. After running your internal risk analysis, you realize, well, heck, you know, 20% of my customers generate or are responsible for 80% of my total revenue. This concentration essentially means that if one of those customers fails to pay your invoice or their invoices, your own company could face serious financial difficulties. And in order to protect yourself against that risk, you turn to trade credit insurers. You pay them a premium, and in return, the trade credit insurer agrees to cover losses if a customer defaults on their payment obligations. So essentially, if a major customer fails to pay you, you file a claim with a trade credit insurer. They compensate you for the unpaid amount. In exchange, takes over the rights to the outstanding receivables. And then the trade credit insurer will try to attempt to recover the debt directly from the defaulting customer. I know this sounds a little bit simplistic. In real life, trade credit insurance is much more complex. It involves credit limits, deductibles, exclusions, monitoring. But the basic economic principle is simple. You insure the risk that one of your customers does not pay. And if they default, the insurer steps in to cover your loss.
I'm a fan of simplicity. I think that's pretty good. We don't need to go deeper on that. But I guess the quick question is, why are they important?
They're important for two reasons. First of all, they're important to the supplier, just as I have described. They get the credit risk of their customer insured. But second of all, they're also very important from a customer's perspective, the OEMs in our example. Why? Just consider a typical business relationship between the supplier and the OEM. The supplier manufactures the parts, ships them, and issues an invoice. However, the OEM does not generally pay immediately. Instead, both parties have agreed on a payment term of, let's say, 60 days, for example. That means the supplier is exposed to the risk of not getting paid for 60 days unless he is insured. Now imagine the supplier tries to insure the customer's credit risk, but cannot find a trade credit insurer who is willing to take on that risk, not even at a higher premium. What options does the supplier have? He can still ship the parts and hope that he gets paid in 60 days, or, which would be the prudent case to do, ask for the payment up front, and once the payment is there, they will ship the parts. And this is what suppliers in general or businesses in general would do. And you can also imagine that if you are having problems in insuring your customer, other suppliers will have the same issue. And suddenly, the OEM finds itself in a situation where they have to pay upfront for parts which were previously delivered on credit. And that creates an immediate liquidity strain on the side of the OEM. And in general, businesses do not plan for such short-term constraints. So now the tricky part here really is, even though the trade credit insurers do not have a contractual business relationship with the OEM or with the customer, they are a crucial component of the OEM's short-term financing.
But once the supplier has this insurance coverage for the OEM, it's all fine. And there's no impact on the OEM's financing, right?
Well, not quite. It would be nice if it was really that easy. The thing is, just because as a customer, you were insured last year doesn't mean your suppliers get you insured this year. Well, in fact, in most cases, companies actually get insured. And if they run into financial difficulties and even potential need to restructure, trade credit insurers, trade credit or TCIs, in general, will start cutting lines or cancel them altogether. But that really depends.
Okay, it depends on what. What do you mean?
For starters, why does the trade credit insurer even know that you, the company, are running into financial difficulty? And why do you have to restructure? Since you're not in a direct business relationship, the TCIs in general do not get an update from you or your company on your financial condition. And in most cases, TCIs really rely on publicly available data. You know, they will read the newspapers. If you're listed at the stock exchange, they will look at the information there. But in general, on Mittelstand companies, which is like the bulk of German industry, you do not have a lot of public available information. Sometimes TCIs actually would approach companies directly and ask for information, but that ain't the norm. Even though I think, you know, this type of information gathering has picked up amongst TCIs in recent years.
That's interesting. It's clear to me that other parties maybe would have a jump on the information. But how come on our TCIs, you know, picking up their information gathering activities?
You're right. It's reasonable to assume that other financing parties, and generally banks or debt providers, will always have a big information advantage over TCIs. And that is exactly what causes the problems in restructuring situations. If a company, for example, enters into financial restructuring negotiation with its lenders, quite often the lenders will try to get a head start over other parties because they think they are the party or the parties with the biggest amount of money at risk, right? Which is in many cases true, but still you always have to consider other financing parties like the TCIs. And more often than not, to be honest, you know, debt providers are the biggest funding source for long-term financing. However, quite often TCIs are the biggest source for short-term financing. And if a financing restructuring agreement is drafted and TCIs are brought onto the table too late or are involved in the process too late, they might not play along and pull the lines and the financing concept falls short of money. And then either the banks or the lenders, you know, have to come up with the additional financing need, or the financial restructuring fails and the company has to file for bankruptcy.
It's quite a thin line you have to walk with providing TCIs information, not providing them information in this kind of restructuring scenario. How would you advise handling the trade credit insurers?
The most important question one has to ask him or herself in that situation is, when do I start involving and informing the TCIs and bring them to the negotiation table? If you inform them too early, you might create a liquidity problem at a point in time where it was not necessary or could have been prevented. But then again, you know, if you inform them too late, you know, they might not play ball with you and pull the lines and walk away.
Too early, too late. Based on your experience, what is the best point in time to approach and inform the TCIs then?
You know, the general right answer always is, you know, it depends. It depends on the particular situation, to be honest. But as a rule of thumb, in Germany, at the very latest, I would always try to involve and inform TCIs when an external expert is being mandated to write an IWS6 opinion on the company's future. But quite often can be of advantage if you start building a relationship with the TCIs beforehand. One must not forget in restructuring situations, in the end, the only currency a company's management is left with is trust. And if you don't build that trust early enough, it is very hard to convince your external financing parties to hold up the financing when the situation gets dicey and tight.
But it really is up to you, either the advisor or whoever's on that particular restructuring, to inform them and get them involved. I mean, essentially, the ball is in your court. So like in publicly known restructuring cases, you know, such as BayWa, Leoni, maybe even Varta in the German cases that we've seen, some of the bigger ones, were trade credit insurers involved? Do you know?
Well, I would not know for sure, as I have not advised in any of these cases, but I'm almost certain that in all of those cases, trade credit insurers were involved. And quite frankly, depending on the financing structure of the companies in question or the company in question, this will determine how strong the say is the TCIs will have in negotiations. So if they are higher exposed, you know, they would demand more. If they don't have that much exposure, they would demand less and are not so important to the restructure.
So earlier on, you mentioned, you know, it could get really tricky if a trade credit insurer pulls their insurance, leading to an immediate liquidity crisis. Now, have you seen situations where they haven't played ball, actually done that, and where companies have had to file for bankruptcy as a result?
Well, actually, yes, I have. Then again, I would say this is the very rare occasion. Only if you run the restructuring process wrongly, and then the TCIs will pull the plug. In general, you know, they are very cooperative and supportive. you just don't have to try to take advantage of them. Otherwise, they will retaliate. But then again, any other financing party would do the same, I guess.
I think it's good that we play nice with the trade credit insurers. Thank you so much, Horst. That was super insightful. There were some great takeaways there. So thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for having me again.
But unfortunately, that is all we have time for. Thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, do give this podcast a like or a follow on Apple or Spotify or your favorite podcasting platform. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.